Those of you that follow the ministry know that some months back, we took an initiative to unite the church together to stand on the earth for righteousness. And the name of that movement was called TakingTheRainbowBack.com. And again, the purpose of that movement was to bring God's people together to be who we're supposed to be, the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And that initiative moved forward for approximately 6 months. And when I got to the final action step of that assignment that God gave me, I went to sleep right after it was over. And in my sleep, it was like I was in some type of a spiritual atmosphere. It was like I was sleeping, but I was awake at the same time. I was sleeping, but I was conscious of what was going on. And the best way that I can describe it is that I was in like type of a spiritual weather. Like I could feel all this stuff going on around me. My eyes were closed, but I'm conscious of what's going on in a half sleep state. And I was being bombarded by two things that were coming at me. And the one thing was Acts 2:22. It kept on hitting me. Acts 2:22. Acts 2:22. Acts 2:22. I mean, it was bombarding me like all from all 360 degrees around me. And it seemed like it went on for several hours. And I also had a sense when I was being bombarded with Acts 2:22 that it went to verse number 24. So I got up the next morning and immediately in my prayer room, I opened the scriptures up to Acts 2:22. Let me read it for you. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know, this man, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. And so I read that again, the dream, the experience happened at night. I woke up the next morning. I didn't even know when it was, I was being bombarded with Acts 2:22. I didn't even know for certain what Acts 2:22 said. I was thinking, is that the part where Peter talks about how when Yeshua came, young men would dream dreams and old men would have visions? I said, I didn't know exactly what Acts 2:22 said. Then I opened the Bible and read what I just read to you. And as I prayed about it and asked the Lord, what is this about, Lord? Something definitely happened last night. I mean, that was a marked experience. It was too intense to just be my mind working at night. It was more than that. I was in some type of a supernatural spiritual climate in the heavenly realm. What was that? And then I felt the Lord, I just felt in my spirit, in my heart, that what the Lord was saying to me was that I'm giving you a new assignment, and your new assignment is to face Israel and to confront them and challenge them, just like Peter did in Acts 2:22. Men of Israel, listen to these words. I felt like the Lord was redirecting me now into a new phase, no longer focusing on taking the rainbow back, but a new assignment, and that is to challenge Israel with the good news of Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, whom God raised from the dead. So our ministry at Discovering the Jewish Jesus has now launched into this new assignment, focused more than ever before on reaching Israel and challenging Jewish people with the love that God has for them through Messiah Yeshua. Now, interestingly, just a few days after I had this experience, out of the blue, Newsmax called us and wanted me to participate in talking about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was happening that night, and they wanted to interview me and have me talk about Rosh Hashanah. I knew nothing more than that, other than I was going to be on Newsmax. It was very sudden. I had to rush to the studio to get here in time for the interview. And so that's what happens. So I get over to the studio, rush. You'll see actually in the interview, my eyes are still all puffed up. You know, I had not really fully woken up yet. Didn't have time to take a shower. You can see my face is still puffy from the night before. But I'm going to roll this interview for you now. This happened immediately after the Lord told me my new assignment was to challenge Israel.
Rabbi Kurt Schneider, can I start with you on this? And if you can tell us, the viewers, the meaning behind this holiday and what it signifies.
Well, it's a very beautiful time of the year. As you said, it's the celebration of the Jewish New Year. There's another interpretation of it. It's called the Feast of Trumpets. And there's an additional meaning concerning the Feast of Trumpets. The Lord blew the trumpet from heaven when he gave Israel the Ten Commandments and the kingdom of God broke into the world. And as followers of Jesus, we believe that the Lord will once again break into the earth with the blowing of a trumpet at Jesus's return, which is soon.
And Rabbi Alan Green, can you talk to us about some of the events that we can expect to see around the world?
Well, I'm reacting to that statement about the followers of Jesus. Jews are not followers of Jesus. I imagine there are some followers of Jesus who celebrate the Jewish New Year, but this is not what I was expecting to hear on this broadcast.
Well, I think you noticed how taken aback and shocked that traditional Jewish rabbi was when I tied the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, into the return of Messiah Jesus, Messiah Yeshua. His response was, well, I wasn't prepared for this, and you know, Jews don't believe in Jesus. But you know, that is the challenge that we have. That's the mandate of the church right now, to be used of the Lord to open the Jewish community's eyes to recognize that Yeshua HaMashiach, that Jesus of Nazareth, is the King of the Jews, and he really is the Messiah of Israel, as well as the Savior of the world. Let's take a look at my response back to this rabbi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Jesus was a Jew, and all his followers were Jews. When Yeshua, Jesus, was crucified, there was a sign above his head that said, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Jesus is the most famous, influential Jew that ever lived, and the first church was all Jewish. So for my brother and my friend to say Jews cannot believe in Jesus, it's a total oxymoron. Look at my book, Messianic Prophecy Revealed. Check me out online, discoveringthejewishjesus.com, and look at my YouTube channel, and you'll discover the truth.
So you can see the huge division between traditional Judaism and the message of followers of Yeshua. Traditional Jews have rejected Yeshua as the Messiah. And I, as a believer, and you as a believer, we have a call to reach Israel with the gospel. And when I say Israel, I'm not just talking about those that live in the geographical place that we call Israel. I'm talking about all Jews on the planet as well. In fact, Paul uses the term interchangeably, Jews and Israel. And so God speaking to me in that vision of the night, Acts 2:22, was calling my ministry and I to focus going forward now to reach Israel. We've preached the gospel to the world. We've traveled all over the globe preaching the gospel, but we have a fresh mandate now to focus specifically now on reaching Jewish people. So I want to encourage you to get behind this mandate. As Israel comes to faith through your help, through the help of the entire church, Gentile and Jew alike have been called to reach Jewish people, that is going to usher in the Lord's return. Yeshua, on his way to the cross, you know, as he was preparing to be crucified, he said to the Jewish people, he said, you will not see me again until you're saying, Baruch haba, Bashem Adonai, which is Hebrew for blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. What does that mean for you and me? It means we are desperately crying out in the earth right now for Yeshua to return. Things have gone from bad to worse, and they're going to continue to go from worse to more worse. So our answer is the return of Messiah, which is called in Scripture the blessed hope. But realize that Yeshua will not return for you and I until there's a mass of Jewish people that have come to faith and are calling upon him to return with us. So I want to encourage you today to get behind this vision, this mandate that God has given discovering the Jewish Jesus. Together, you and I are going to make a difference, and God is going to use us to shake the world. I believe in breakthrough. I believe there's an anointing of breakthrough on my life and on this ministry's life. God brought me out of nowhere to be a world leader in preaching the gospel. And And now he's calling this ministry to focus specifically in a new dimension, a whole new degree, on reaching Israel and the Jewish people. And together, beloved, you and I are going to be used of the Lord to prepare the world for Messiah Yeshua's soon return. Beloved, I say this with authenticity before the Lord, discovering the Jewish Jesus is one of the best and most important ministries that you can partner with on the earth. We are reaching the world with the gospel, and more precisely today, we're reaching Jewish people with the gospel, which is the mandate of the church. Paul said to the Jew first and also to the Greek or to the Gentiles. Yeshua came and he first brought the message to the Jewish people, and then the message spread from there around the world to Jerusalem, Samaria, and all the nations of the earth. By partnering with Discovering the Jewish Jesus, you are being used to create breakthrough in the world for Jewish people to be reached. We are broadcasting right now in 97% of the homes in Israel that have television sets, as well as a big portion of the entire Middle East. We're also broadcasting on secular networks, secular television outlets in America for the purpose of reaching the unreached and Jewish people. Beloved, this is the work of the church. James said, faith without works is dead. In other words, for this application, we might agree that it's important to reach Jewish people with the gospel, but we need to follow up agreement with that by doing something. By you becoming a monthly partner with this ministry, you take a step forward and be part of God's steps on the earth to reach around the globe to gather in a harvest of precious Jewish souls. As I said in the broadcast, when Jewish people come to faith in him, that creates the spiritual climate for the Lord's return. There's not a more important time to reach Jewish people than right now, when anti-Semitism is growing, when Jewish people are feeling shaken, when they're looking for answers, when they're looking for hope. Now is the time, I believe more than ever before, to bring the good news of the Jewish Messiah Jesus to them, and you can be a part of doing that by becoming a monthly partner today.